In today's episode, we are going to be looking at money scripts. We're going to be talking about what the four money scripts are so that you can identify where you are. And then we're going to talk about what we can do to begin to reframe our money scripts so that we can have new beliefs and a new consciousness about wealth building. I will see you on the inside. If you are a female entrepreneur who is serious about starting, growing, or scaling your business, but you are really finding it challenging to make the money that you want to make, or you're finding that the resources, maybe even the technology, and even some of the gurus are really just more expensive and cost more than you really want to spend right now. But you know that if you had the resources that you needed, you can really thrive in your business. If that's for you, then this podcast is for you. My name is Dr. T, and I am proud to be one of the co-founders of CCOClub.com and CCO Club Podcast, where we are building a space and a community to be able to serve you. But get this, we are much, much more than just a community. Our goal is to create an ecosystem where we have our own engagement, we create our own technology platforms, we are creating our own shared spaces, some TV channels, and even much, much more. And we want to be able to do that with the very women who want to connect with us, because what we know is that we can always be stronger together. So if that's you, make sure you hang out to learn much more about what we have going on, and we will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances. We are part of the CCO Club network of podcasts, and you can go to CCOClub.com to find out more information about who we are, what we do, because we are here for women that don't want to do this business thing alone, that want to be with other like-minded women, because we know that we are better together. We have some incredible resources that are there for women. That really is second to none. And we just have a lot going on. So I want you to be able to go over there, because we're always launching something new over there. Again, head over to CCOClub.com for more information. We have been in this series on wealth mastery, and today we are on number four. I believe today is number four. Yes, today is number four. And we are talking about money scripts. I really, really enjoy this particular podcast, because it's going to help us with some things that we might not know. I don't know how long it's going to be. I'm hoping around the same amount of time, but we're talking about money scripts. And before you look it up, you can look it up. What is a money script? Like, what is that? So we're going to be talking about that, and we're going to talk about how to recognize and reframe them so that we can begin shifting how we see our wealth. So, what is a money script? A money script is a set of unconscious beliefs and attitudes that people have about money, which can influence your financial behavior and your financial health. It was developed by financial psychologist Dr. Brad Klontz, K-L-O-N-T-Z. That's his last name. And this is what he's saying. He's saying that money scripts are often developed in childhood and can be passed down through generations. They can be influenced by direct lessons from parents, teachers, culture, or religious leaders, but most commonly come from indirect lessons learned by watching others. He says that they can affect many aspects of our financial health, including income, debt levels, and net worth. This is powerful. And money scripts can influence how people deal with financial opportunities and adversity. Understanding your money scripts can help people to uncover the reason behind their financial behaviors. You can uncover the reason behind your financial behaviors, and you can change your behaviors by reflecting on your relationship with money, and it can help to change your mindset that may not be serving you well financially or emotionally. That is so incredibly powerful to me. Did you hear me say passed down from generation? It can be parents, teachers, your culture, because that's very true. It religious leaders. It can be, but it's mostly learned from indirect lessons learned by watching others. It can, our money script can impact our net worth. That is mind-blowing to me. It whether consciously or subconsciously, it can impact our net worth, right? Doesn't matter where you come from, it can impact you, right? And it can influence how you deal with financial opportunities and financial adversity. Like, this is just so rich to me. And I'm just so glad that God put it in my spirit to talk about this. And I want you to make sure that you're doing some research, doing some reading on money scripts, because again, we are talking about developing a healthy relationship with money. And we are going to talk about the four scripts that Dr. K put out there, right? And so, before I give you those, I'm going to tell you what we're going to cover today. We're going to cover money scripts, and we're going to cover recognizing and reframing the beliefs as it relates to these money scripts. And then on our next podcast, we're going to talk about some ways to begin to build new beliefs and new relationships. Some of the ways that I have, and I have I have a lot of ways. I think I have like 18 ways or something like that. So we're going to be getting into that on the next podcast or the next couple of podcasts. So today we're talking about money scripts. And so before I get into that again, because I know I'm about to get it. I'm about to get into it, but I have one question. I'm telling you, when I first put this training together and God dropped this on my spirit, I was like, oh my God, one question. You ready? Here it is. Would you marry your current relationship with money? Oh my God. Would you marry your current relationship with money? And watch this. It's not even about how much money you make, it's how good your money is treating you or you're treating your money. That might set somebody free right there. Would you marry it? Is it good enough to you that it's taking care of you, it's making you feel good, it's making you feel respected, it's always there for you if you need it, right? And I don't want, for those of us who might be super saved out there, and you're like, you shouldn't talk about money like that, stop it. Because I'm getting you to understand what it is that you are doing with money, and is it working for you? Is it positive for you, or is it negative? Would you marry your current relationship? And the sad part is, you already have. My Lord and my God, if you're living on this earth, you already have. You might not just known it. We are already married to it. But if you had the choice, would you divorce your current relationship with money? And say, look, I need something better. I need somebody that's going to treat me better. We got to do something better then. My goodness, I'm telling you, when he dropped that, that's a cold-blooded question to have to answer. Again, I hope I can hear from you, some of you guys, on that. Would you marry your current relationship with money? So we're going to talk about, and I'm going to tell you, I just had a divorce, a relationship with money, and I'm courting a much healthier relationship with money, and we getting married real, real, real soon. So I'm talking about myself here with that. So we're going to talk about the four categories of money scripts. There are four categories of money scripts. Number one, and watch this. What Dr. K says is that we have one of these four. We are in one of these four areas with our, how we treat money and our money scripts. So one is money avoidance. So some people fit into the script of money avoidance, right? And I'm going to explain what that is here in a second. The number two one is money consciousness, right? Number three is money for status. And number four is money vigilance, right? Like money avoidance. We don't want to talk about it. We kind of put our heads in the sand with it. We don't pay the bills that we need to. We know that we don't have enough, so we don't really want to deal with it, right? You know something is going to happen. The bill collectors keep calling, you're avoiding them. Some of us live in this money avoidance, right? Some of us have a money consciousness. We are conscious about what's happening with our money, with our cards, with our, we know where it's going, right? You're budgeted down to the penny. You have a great understanding of what it's doing and how it's working for you, right? And then some of us have money for status. We utilize it to look a particular way, to say we got it, right? To look like, you know, everything about us, where we live, what we talk about, you know, just every part of us. That's money for status. And then money vigilance is just what vigilance is. Like you go hard in the paint to make sure you got it together. You're always thinking about it. You're always conscious of it. You're always looking to make more. It's strong, right? And the most important thing that we can do with our money scripts is to recognize which one that we normally are, that we normally operate in, and to begin to reframe them with new beliefs. That I think that's the biggest thing, is to begin to reframe it so that we can do better by it, right? I think that's the biggest thing, is to be able to reframe it so that we could do better by it. So what does that reframing look like? What does it look like? Well, if you know that you have been operating with money avoidance, right? That one of the things that's going to have to happen is you're going to have to start having conversations about it. Just like you're doing, listening to this podcast, you're going to have to start having conversations about it. Going to have to start maybe listen to some other podcasts. Well, not other, let me say, because I don't want you to leave me, but in some additional podcasts about people that are talking about, you know, building wealth and building and talking about money. You might have to read some books about it, right? You probably are going to have to do a budget so that you can see what's going on. I remember years ago watching something on TV. I don't even remember what it was, but it was something about, you know, this person trying to help, you know, couples and families, you know, deal with their money. And they found out they had, if I recall correctly, it was a husband and wife, and they had kids. And they found out very painfully that they would actually save more money if the wife, based on her job, stopped working and stayed home with the kids based on how much she was making and how much childcare was costing. They were actually losing money by her working. And she started crying. She was like, I just had no idea. Because sometimes you're thinking, you know, like, you don't understand why you're in this situation, but you're like, you know, I'm trying to do the best I can. But some of the times the best I can might be just to be strategic about looking at your budget and what it is that you need to do, how much you're bringing in, how much you're doing, because it might just be some shifts that have to be made in order to be in a better position. So that story always stuck with me. So you have to have the conversations, you have to do the budget, and then you have to be conscious about your spending, right? You have to get to a place where you're not just, because if we're avoiding, we're not paying attention. Even with the things that we're purchasing, you know, at the grocery store, right? You might not be able to get all those snacks, and they probably killing you anyway. I said it, deal with it. Right. You might have to cut back on some things that you like. You might not have to get all the things that you want. You see what I'm saying? You might have to make some shifts with that. It might help to start eating less. It might help to cut out eating out for a season, especially if you are money avoidant. Right. And so these are some of the things that we just have to become, like I just said, conscious of it. We have to put it on the top of our mind. And watch this. I want to with whichever script you have, or that you have been part of, I want you to be kind to yourself and don't try to do everything at once. See, I'm saying it because that's me. I want to do everything at once. If I've been money avoidant, I want to start having conversations. I'm going to get two or three podcasts. I'm going to find five or six books. I'm going to start a budget, and I'm not going out to eat nowhere. And I'm going to watch everything that I'm eating. Like, that's too much. That's too much. Don't do everything. Don't do everything at once. I want you to be kind to yourself. And I want you to just understand first and foremost that you might be in this particular category, money avoidant. And then you want to begin to start having some hard conversations, even if it's with yourself first, right? And become more conscious about what it is you're spending and why you're spending it, right? Because that's how we do good. So it's about recognizing and reframing. Those are the things I want you to write down if you're taking notes. Recognize and reframe. Recognize, reframe, recognize, and then reframe. So that's what I have for you on money avoidance. So if you're money conscious, if you're dealing with money consciousness, then I want you to take a look at your credit cards, right? I want you to take a look at your giving. Are you doing that in the way that is pleasing to God, right? I want you to look at, are you taking on too many depreciating assets as opposed to having things that are appreciating in value, right? Because there are some things that we get that just doesn't make sense. Everybody would like to buy the latest brand new spanking car, but you know, as soon as you drive it off the lot, it decreases in value. Why not get a used car, even if it's a year older, even if it's pre-owned, and let somebody else take that? But that might be hard for some people just because of how it looked and feel. I don't want something somebody else had. Well, then this might be a different challenge for you. That's what I have for you, right? Is that we just have to be, I just need us to be more conscious of what we're doing. Do I need to put that on credit card? And if I don't, right, then I need to maybe wait on getting it, right? And if I get it on credit card, can I pay it off? All of our credit cards should be under 40% max. So if you have a $1,000 limit, keep it under 400 at all times. Really keep it at 30%, right? And keep it down, because unfortunately to gain credit, like your points to go up, you got to somehow keep some sort of a balance so that you can show that you're responsible for it. That's the credit game, which is a middle class game, because cash is always king. Rich don't really have to deal with that type of way. They do it some other way. But that's just another conversation for another day. But for us, we want to make sure as best we can to begin to have better credit and to be conscious of what it is we're doing. And even when we're giving, I'm not even talking about church. I'm talking about a charitable organization. I'm talking about money that you're giving to people that you keep helping that don't want to help themselves, right? That you keep taking care of because they don't want to help themselves. There has to be some consciousness that's shifting around that. Right. And that may come again, like I said, in avoidance, that might come through some conversations. It might have to come through conversations. Money for status. If you find that for real, that's where you are, like for real. First, the thing is you have to be truthful to yourself and you got to make some necessary changes. Right. I'm not telling you that you have to get your shoes from Payless if that's not where you shop. And I'm not telling you that you have to get your clothes from Walmart, better known as Walmeezy, as we like to say. Some of us like to say. But what might be necessary is that you take a look at if that's where you are and begin to make some necessary changes. This is where it is. I want us to have the desires of our heart here on this side of heaven. I really do. I just am a person that wants to be a blessing to as many people as possible. I remember looking at the guy who made Monster Drink. And he has a documentary on YouTube called Billions in Change. And he said the reason why he made Monster Drink is because he's lazy, which I absolutely love that answer. But Billions in Change is about change in helping to change the world with the money that he makes. He lives off of a portion of it, but the rest of it, he's given away to really begin to change things that are happening in the world. And it is a fantastic documentary. It is a two-part thing on YouTube. And it is fantastic because he's like, I can't live off of this. Like my kids are taken care of. My kids' kids are taken care of. I'm taken care of. Monster Drink ain't going nowhere. So we're going to keep making money. So then it's good for him to, he was like, but can I utilize what it is that I have to be able to bring about change? I just don't think we're on earth to just consume. I think that we're on this earth to serve. I think we're on this earth to love. And I think to make it a better place for others to live on. That's just me. Yeah. Y'all hear me. I that's just what I believe. And so I just think that I just want us to be, we can have this status stuff if that's where you are, but not above where you're supposed to be at. Right. I remember, listening to a comedy performance by Kevin Hart years ago. And he was talking about, I think he was talking about Shaq. He was talking about, he can't hang out with his rich friends because every time he was hanging out with his rich friends, they always was trying to convince him to go buy a boat or something like that. And he, you know, obviously was making jokes about it and he can afford that now, but it was just like, you know, I can't, I got to stay over here because y'all do too much and I can't live like that, right? But I hope you guys understand my heart. So number four, vigilance. So if you are a person that's money vigilant and it's just not in a healthy way, start looking at your savings and in your investings for long and short term and be vigilant about having your money work for you. Right. Because at the end of the day, I want to work differently. I want to be able to speak life into folks like you guys that are listening to me. I want to do trainings for you guys that are listening to me. I want to be able to share the knowledge that I have and the knowledge that God has given me. That's what I want to do. And then I want to be able to have that money, make money for me so that my son, my grandkids, my daughter, her husband, they y'all can have the rest of this. And then it's the stuff that, again, I'm going to just say this, the stuff that we have planned for our company is bananas because it's about how many women can we help? How many women can we serve? How many women can we help to give top-notch information for a fraction of the cost so that they can go out and do this business thing that's not only pleasing to God, but that really can make them feel proud of who they are and what they're doing, right? And so that we can, again, have our money working for us. I don't want the divide between the rich and the poor to get wider. I want those of us who just are able to hear good information to get in a place where we can just do better for ourselves and our families. Right. And those that we're supposed to impact. And so we're going to have to be vigilant about that. We're going to have to be vigilant about some savings. We're going to have to be vigilant about investing. We're going to have to be vigilant about making our money work for us, because I think that that's what's going to be important. So what we talked about today was about how to not only recognize where you are you in money avoidance? Are you in money consciousness? Are you in money for status or you're in money vigilance, but also to reframe it for new beliefs, making sure you're budgeting and having conversations, making sure you are aware of your credit card debts and depreciating assets and your giving, making sure that you are truthful about the status level of your money and how you're trying to live, and making any changes that are necessary, and being vigilant about what you're doing with your finances so it can be a blessing to you and those others that you want it to be a blessing for. I hope that there was something that I said in this podcast today that's a blessing to you and your spirit, to your family, to your business, to your lifestyle, to your community, because I think we can win on this side of heaven if we are paying attention to our relationship money. We are talking about wealth mastery. I hope there was something that was good for you today, and I hope that you join me in the next episode. Hey there, before you take off, we would really appreciate it if you clicked on that follow button, even download this episode, share it if it was something that you know would be meaningful for another friend, because that is really what's going to help this podcast grow so that we can continue to give you fantastic content. Thanks so much, and we appreciate you following.